Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Exactly. All right. Well, let's check in with Oregon State football. Their fall camp's been getting underway, and they start this season against Oklahoma State on August 30th. That's a 7:30 kick. A lot of anticipation to see what the Beavers are going to be this year. Some people think, man, two wins again. Some people think maybe they surprise. So we'll talk with our good friend Angie Machado of BeaverBlitz.com. She joins us now, and she's on Twitter at AngieMachado1. Angie, great to have you back on the radio program. What is the update on the quarterback battle? What's been going on between Jake Luton and Tristan Jebbia?
Well, hey, guys. You know, it's interesting. You ask any coach, and they say they're not ready to name a starting quarterback. So this, like, I say it in air quotes, battle is continuing to go on. But every single time we see 11-on-11 or we see any scrimmaging going on, Jake Luton is taking first-team reps, and he looks really good. So nothing against Tristan Jebbia, but, you know, Jake's lost 5 to 10 pounds. He looks a little stronger. He looks a little faster. He won't be, you know, nobody's going to confuse him for a dual-threat quarterback, but he is able to escape the pocket a little bit, and he's very dialed in with, you know, his top two receivers, and Noah Togiai and Isaiah Hodgins.
Hmm. Yeah, the quarterback position always gets a lot of interest, I think, no matter where you look, especially when you have a high-profile transfer coming in and people wondering how he's going to be. But really, you look at Oregon State last year, the offense wasn't the issue. I think they're up to about 27 points per game, and that even was with dealing with quarterback injuries all season. I think everybody knows the main concern is defensively. This is a team that had a lot of trouble stopping people last year. So 9 starters returning on defense. You got a good feeling about that. Where are they at in camp, and what are people saying about how the defense is looking?
You know, the biggest thing I've seen with the defense, and I've been to a ton of practices already, is just their intensity, and they are much improved over a year ago. I will say that. So I think you're seeing a lot of the guys, the veteran guys, are playing without thinking. You know, they're not having to stop and think. They're playing a lot faster. The defensive line is being shored up with, you know, the transfer, Jordan Whitley. But I think the strength of that unit right now is the linebackers. You know, they have a couple transfers there with Avery Roberts, looks to be a starter there. Addison Gums, we're seeing the first of him now. The transfer from Oklahoma came in after ACL last year. He is fast, strong, aggressive, going to be that edge rusher that Oregon State was really missing last year.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about, Angie, is just how the new guys are fitting in. You mentioned Tristan Jebbia. He right now, maybe he is the backup quarterback. And as you pointed out, Jake Luton's taking all the first team reps. Addison Gums mentioned, how's like Avery Roberts fitting in? Nathan Eldridge, how's Tyjon Lindsey? How are some of the new guys that transferred in fitting in?
Yeah, you know, Oregon State fans are going to see a lot of these guys. Tyjon Lindsey kind of worked as, you know, he didn't practice spring term very much, nursing some things. He's been moving his way up from the second to the first team. The guy just continues to kind of make big plays. He's got great field awareness, really good body control, has developed a really good rapport with both quarterbacks. I mean, he's a roommate with Tristan Jebbia, so he knows him well, both coming from Nebraska. But, you know, he's one definitely Beaver fans will see. Avery Roberts, again, will be a starter this year. Addison Gums, look for him. And, you know, Kyrie Fisher is one that hasn't gotten a lot of play, but he transferred in just this summer from Arkansas via kind of a sidestep at a Trinity Valley JC. But he won't be eligible immediately to play. But I think it's like 2 or 3 games into the season, he'll be ready. And just another big body, a big physical linebacker. Nathan Eldridge is the one. I know Beaver fans, the center from Arizona. I actually just updated my projected 2-deep depth chart on offense. And honestly, we haven't seen him yet. You know, he's coming off a knee surgery. I thought, you know, by week 2, he should be working his way into the lineup. You know, it is kind of a plug and play, but he needs to develop some rapport with the rest of that offensive line, and we're not seeing him. So we're not getting a lot from the staff. They like to keep those injuries kind of quiet, but right now he's not running with the first or second team. In fact, he's been hanging with the trainers. So not a good sign if you're looking at that from an Oregon State standpoint.
I thought one of the other issues they had last year, I think this happens in a lot of places, and it's the reason why, and as you follow recruiting, it's so important, is having the depth to overcome things throughout the course of a season. I mean, you lose a guy like David Morris early in the year. They were plagued with injuries all season, and at times they had a tough time replacing those guys. How do you think they're feeling about the depth this year? And are there position groups where maybe they'd feel okay? Not that you ever want a guy to get hurt, but if you have one, it should happen here. And then maybe other spots that are a little thin that they really need to focus on staying healthy.
Yeah, linebacker is one that they're pretty strong at. But I know what you mean. And there are actually some freshmen that have kind of impressed me, especially in the secondary. So when we started fall camp, looking at that secondary, in my opinion, it was pretty thin. You know, David Morris has still been kind of slowed with that hamstring that's kind of been nagging him. He plays, but, you know, he's been kind of in and out. Jalen Moore has been in and out. Mm-hmm. But we saw in the offseason they picked up a JC corner and Nashawn Wright. I definitely think you'll see him. And some of the freshmen, you know, JoJo Forrest, Alex Austin, Achille Arnold, all in the defensive backfield, have been running, you know, just as of yesterday, running with the twos. So, you know, that should make Oregon State fans at least somewhat, you know, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing when you have two freshmen competing, right? Because, you know, are they really that good? Are they just better than what you have, or are there injuries? And it's a little bit of all the above. Luke Musgrave is another one. The tight end out of Bend. I mean, that kid, you look at him and he reminds me of some of the big wide receivers that Stanford's had over the years. So we've kind of seen him consistently kind of moving up that depth chart as well, kind of in that second team running with the twos there. But, you know, secondary is still scary a little bit, I think, as far as depth, mm-hmm. defensive line, offensive line, you know, kind of your normal. So Oregon State is building depth, but they're nowhere near having
right.
where I would feel comfortable saying, you know, two or three deep of
right.
starters.
Yeah, Angie Machado is our guest here, BeaverBlitz.com. She's on Twitter, at Angie Machado 1, here an update on Oregon State's fall camp. You mentioned depth and defensively with 9 players returning. Look, the defense was horrid last year. Nobody would argue that. It's just a fact. But 9 guys coming back, Angie, I'm curious, not that, and I think we've talked about this on a podcast. Where is the Tim Tebasar, what the expectation should be for this year? I'm not saying they should be a top defense in the conference or even in the country, but when you return 9 guys, what is the expectation for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm torn because that defense was so bad last year. It's mm-hmm. like, do you really want those 9 guys starting? I mean, I'm brutally honest.
Right, right.
But obviously you need to get some stops. Run defense was so horrible last year. I mean, I look at Civil War as probably the lowest point that I've seen in Oregon State defense. I mean, second half of that Civil War game, they had a backup quarterback that you knew couldn't, you know, throw the ball, and Oregon State still couldn't stop the run. So, mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. In my opinion, I think Tim Tebasar has a lot of proving to do, because now you can't point to a defense that's still learning the system, learning scheme. They've got to have it figured out. And we've heard that. You know, we've talked to players, and they say that it's a lot easier this year. It's more review and not trying to drink from a fire hose. But, you know, I think we see some guys that maybe started last year that we don't see as much of. I mean, Oregon State still started 3 or played 3 true freshmen last year at linebacker. We'll see those guys, and they've improved. But defensive line got some new guys. You have Jordan Whitley, like I mentioned, and some of these guys are really kind of starting to – Simon Sandberg is another name that you'll see at defensive end. So there'll be some new names there. And then the secondary, I think we see some new guys. I mean, Jeffrey Manning has made big strides in the secondary. I think we see more of him. Like I said, Nashawn Wright, he's super raw, but he gives you that height. I think he's 6'4", so he gives you some length there in the secondary that the Beavers haven't had the past few seasons. So there will be new names. Even with those 9 returners, there will be definitely some new names.
Well, and I think the main positives last year, we all know, were the young offensive weapons. I mean, Jamar Jefferson in the season, he had, 1,400 yards, 12 touchdowns, almost 6 yards a carry, and the defense knew he was going to run the ball, and he was still able to do it. And then Isaiah Hodgins, who really burst onto the scene you know, a couple of games into the year, ended up close to 1,000 yards, had a really big impact for them offensively. I mean, what are those guys capable of this year? Another year in the system, the quarterback position seems slightly settled with Luton coming back, and even if Jebbia ends up starting, but it seems like Jefferson and Hodgins are ready for big years. What are you expecting from them this year?
Yeah, Jefferson, Hodgins, definitely. And then you look at someone like Noah Togiai, who played most of the last season hurt. So he's 100%. He's looked really solid. And then the running backs are so strong. I mean, AP, You have, and then big things coming from BJ Baylor, and then Calvin Tyler's back. So they're really four deep at running back. So you have a lot of fresh legs. You know, I talked to Coach Petrie last week, and it gives them, you know, they can do options, you know, whether they have two back sets, whether they, you know, rotate a lot of guys to keep guys fresh. But then wide receivers, like you said, it's not just Isaiah Hodgins. You have Trevon Bradford. You have Colby Taylor's been stepping up. Champ Fleming's had two touchdowns at last Saturday's scrimmage. So, you know, some guys stepping up there as well. But Isaiah Hodgins, he's done some things. He looks like he's a little faster and really has a really good chemistry, especially with Jake Luton right now.
I would love to get you back on in like a week or two and closer to the Oklahoma State game just to check back in. And maybe we have a quarterback announcement at that point, Angie. But I want to leave you with this one. What are we looking forward to? If Oregon State fan is trying to be optimistic and say, hey, maybe they take a jump and they go from 2 to 4 or 5 wins, they surprise people in the conference. What are you looking at right now at camp that you guys are putting on the website for maybe some fans to be looking for?
You know, I think four wins is doable. That's actually where I kind of set the bar for this year. I think they're going to be in a lot more games. I think that we're going to see a lot more competitive product. My biggest, scariest part of this game right now is the kicking game. And I hope the Beavers don't lose any games because of kicking, but it's kind of looks to be a disaster right now, to be honest. You know, we're seeing 50-50 field goal kicks, and so that's a little scary. But I think defensively, they're going to be a lot stronger. I think looking at stopping the run, they're really going after, you know, takeaways. And then offensively, they're going to score points. So if that defense can actually make a stop or two, they'll be in a lot more games than they were a year ago. Yeah.
Absolutely. Angie Machado, BeaverBlitz.com. Great work covering Oregon State's program. Give her a follow on Twitter at AngieMachado1. Angie, we miss you. Thank you for hopping on and talking a little OSU, and we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.